I doubt not that by the return of last September, I shall be able to present to the Society a poem that will be among poems what Niagara is among cataracts, or Oregon among civilized nations.
Walking up and down the street, all the ladies eat real green. Alley-oop, any carrots, any peaches, any pears.
Sam, vegetable man.
A nickel here, a nickel there. Won't make him a millionaire. But he's happy because he hasn't got to worry or care.
Sam, the vegetable man.
Cantaloupe, sweet potatoes. If you want yellow yams, all you do is holler Sam. He'll bring them to you. And late at night when work is through, Sam goes in for swing-a-roo. When the mare's in the stable and the cow's been fed, the peaches and the pears are all in the shed. He's on his way to paint the old town red. Sam, the vegetable man.
Welcome to Mr. Ron's Basement. This is Mr. Ron and you are in the basement. We just heard Stuff Smith and his orchestra and their 1938 varsity record, Sam, the Vegetable Man. Do join us today as we rhapsodize gloriously about vegetables. So, don't touch that iPod. We will be right back. For those who have not heard the news, the first of three volumes of Mark Twain's autobiography have been published recently at the author's request that it not be published until 100 years after his death. One of the earliest portions of the book is a series of conversations that Mark Twain had with Ulysses S. Grant while he was in retirement. In one of those conversations, Mr. Ron was surprised to hear that Ulysses Grant was a classmate of George Horatio Derby's at West Point, although he refers to him only as Squeebob. Squeebob, of course, was one of George Horatio Derby's pen names, as well as John Phoenix. We have featured a selection of George Horatio Derby stories in the basement in the past, and I do recommend going to the index and listening to all of them. Derby was a career Army officer and an engineer who served much of his time out west in the desert and in Oregon. While serving in the Army, he supplemented his income by writing humorous pieces for a San Diego newspaper under the pen names of Squeebob and John Phoenix. Later on, a publisher put together many of these stories in a book, but Derby never received a cent from this publisher, and neither did his widow after he died in 1861. So, Mrs. Derby, in 1865, put together a collection of unpublished Squeebob stories and published them herself as the Squeebob Papers. This week, we will be reading from that book. Today's piece is called Phoenix on Agriculture, San Francisco, February 7th, 1856. Colonel J.L. Warren, Secretary, California State Agriculture Society. My dear sir, I have the honor to acknowledge the receipt this day of your very polite and flattering invitation, dated August 25th, 1855, to deliver a poem of my own composition before the annual meeting of the State Agricultural Society in September last. Though somewhat diffident regarding my powers in the poetical line, feeling in fact very much like the Irishman immortalized by Miller, who when asked if he could play upon the fiddle, replied that he presumed he could, though he had never tried. I shall accept the invitation and shall endeavor to discharge the duty devolving upon me to the best of my ability. You do me more than justice in supposing that I take a strong interest in the newly developed resources of our glorious state in an agricultural point of view. And I have, in fact, as you may be aware, devoted some little time to the pleasing science of horticulture in my endeavors to show up the greens of California. California. I see nothing to regret in the arrival of your invitation. It gives me sufficient time to prepare, and I doubt not that by the return of last September, I shall be able to present to the Society a poem that will be among poems, What Niagara is Among Cataracts, or Oregon Among Civilized Nations. I already begin to feel a grand agricultural, floral, horticultural, and pomological poetic fervor stealing over me, under the influence of which I have, without much effort, composed the following admirable lines as a beginning. Here's to the land of potatoes and carrots, whose banks grow wild, rich bacon and parrots, where each apple and pear a dollar apiece is, and a man may devour just as much as he pleases, spoken if he's the money to pay for them. Where the soil is teeming with vegetable treasures, and a pumpkin 10 feet in circumference measures, where to root up a turnip an ox team employed is, by each laborer a very large salary enjoyed is, play on the word salary, and kind Colonel Warren with interest watches the growth of his parsley and marrow-fat squashes, and stirs up the farmers and gives them rules of action and incentives to exertion, and constantly teaches how they ought not to let Oregon get ahead of them, but establish nurseries at once where they could raise at very trifling expense all kinds of grafted fruit, pears and apples and cherries, and the most delicious peaches, etc., etc., etc. That last line seems a little exuberant. Probably it results from the rich nature of the soil, but there is plenty of time to apply the pruning knife. Thanking you heartily for your kindness in presenting my compliments to the Society, to whom I beg you will communicate my acceptance of their polite invitation, I remain with great respect and esteem your friend and your obedient servant, Squeebob.
Apples!
No!
Any pears?
No!
Any yams?
No!
Any gals?
Yeah!
Well, Liam, on, man.